Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. You just heard Kevin Stefanski's press conference. You also heard Shedeur Sanders' press conference, and we also talked to Tim May. All of those things have happened on the show so far, and if you want to go back and listen to him, go to the Radio Rewind at 92.3thefan.com, or better yet, do that on the Odyssey app. Daryl Ryder will join us in just a few moments as he gathers his thoughts from listening to these press conferences and giving us the lowdown on what is going on. How about the fact that Kevin was asked about the game ball story? I have never heard a bigger deal about a game ball
controversy. It's the first for me. I've never heard of this before.
I've never heard it before either. Oh, I can't believe you didn't give us. Who cares, man? Did they win? Oh, here. Does anyone? I'll send him a game ball. He can have. I gave him a game ball.
It's stunning. Shedeur, it's
game ball for you. Nice job. First game as a rookie. All right, good job.
I don't.
First start.
I don't get it. It's a new world, Andy. That's all I have to say. It's a new world in our business.
So if you think about it, we
had two
little
questions. Things matter because people will click on it and read it on the internet.
But everybody's trying to read into stuff that maybe isn't there. Like, again, Mary Kay said, there's no animosity between your head coach and your now starting quarterback, right? And yet, your now starting quarterback was asked the question, he's a coach. I'm a player. Okay, yep. Is there any lying to that? No.
You don't need to say more than that either if you're Shedeur.
No. Why?
And if you're Kevin Stefanski, you handled the game ball question. Well, yeah, we talked about it. Things our players did well, and Miles had 3 sacks, and there you go. I mean, seriously, who gives a you-know-what as to who gets a game ball? Seriously, that means nothing, should mean nothing to the media and the fan base.
True.
That should mean nothing to any of us. If a player is going to get steamed about it, good. Go out and play harder next week and get a game ball.
Although, have you ever heard, and now that I think about it, I should think about the source, like at any given job where they say, our surveys tell us that it's not really about the money you make. It's about the feeling of being appreciated. And now that I think about it, if that was coming from the corporate side of things, that would be beneficial for them because they wouldn't have to give you more money in the first place and end up saying, attaboy. Oh, that's an attaboy. You're doing a great job. If you're doing a great job, you're going to get promoted and you'll end up getting more money somewhere down the road as long as the company is making money. But in this scenario,
if you don't like it, go work somewhere else.
Yeah, go work somewhere else. Yeah. These guys don't have that option, though.
Well, they do eventually.
But to start, they don't. So I can't believe that's actually a story. Like, we go back and forth on this.
Not only has it been a story, it's been a story for 3 days. I think it's ridiculous.
Is it a story you will talk about at Thanksgiving dinner?
No.
I bet it comes up. Will it come up with yours? You don't think so?
It's from Michigan. He doesn't care.
Absolutely not. Oh, well, I have two sisters that don't care about football in the slightest.
Well, will they bring up Ohio State, Michigan?
No. They have no.
Not at all?
They don't care at all.
Might bring up cranberry sauce.
Wow. Why? Because it's a high school there in Detroit? Cranberry?
No, because
do you like that little nugget of information?
Pass the cranberry sauce.
Oh. You guys are no fun, man. Don't you guys argue at dinner during Thanksgiving? We have like 15 conversations going on.
I'm sure there will be arguments. I doubt any of them will concern
I'm trying to help people out here. Like, I'm doing a public service because...
Is that what you're doing?
Well, the public service is to get away from politics at dinner tomorrow. Right? Just stay away from politics if you want to have a happy, healthy Thanksgiving dinner.
Or Browns football.
Or Browns football. But
take care of that for you right now.
Yeah, but... You want to battle over Ohio State and Michigan? All right. No one's getting hurt. You want to battle over who the starting quarterback is? All right. No one's getting hurt. Right? I don't know. Is it a 6th conversation table for you at Thanksgiving? It is for us. Once you get more than 3 people in there, there are 3 conversations going at all times. And like I'll never forget the first time my wife came to Thanksgiving dinner with us or some kind of family dinner. And she had a headache when she walked out the door. And I was like, what's going on? What's wrong? She goes, I don't know how you do it. I go, what do you mean? And she goes, you were in the middle of 3 conversations and adding to every one of those as people continued to talk to you while you were trying to have a conversation with somebody else. And then someone would start a new conversation with you. And I'd be like, yeah, that's how our family rolls. I don't know. Maybe that's ethnic family. Maybe ethnic families do that more often than maybe. I don't know. You with me on this? Anybody?
I mean, like I said, I have a small family. Like, right. There's only like 4 people there. So there's only like maybe 2 conversations that can be had at the same time.
4 people, 2 conversations. Yeah. That's good.
That's probably about it. But like, my dad and I are the only 2 there that are going to care about sports or anything that's on the TV.
So you guys won't argue. You'll just have discussions.
We do.
Maybe have Thanksgiving dinner and like worry about eating.
Oh, how much fun is it to sit at the table and not talk at all? Come on, man. It's family. You get everybody together.
I'll tell you what, I'm really fed up with the state of the fill-in-the-blank party these days. Okay, happy holidays.
That's how you crush a dinner. You're talking about sports. I don't like them because they're a Michigan fan? That happens every year. Every Christmas, I go to my wife's family. We go over there. And diehard Michigan fans in there. Just diehard. But I appreciate them for that, right? I appreciate the fact that they're Michigan fans. And then I like to talk about the national championship while they continue to say, oh, look, Ohio State can't beat Michigan. Well, we'll see what happens on Saturday. I hope they win because it'll make things a lot easier. I got friends that are just like, they're so diehard Michigan. I'm like, ugh. I'm diehard Ohio State, but not to the point where I'm going to be like, the only time I get like defensive about Ohio State is when people start throwing in my face, Michigan this, Michigan that. I just don't care. Darryl Ryder, we care about what he has to say. And that's coming up next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we're almost there. Getting to the weekend. Long weekend. It's going to cap off with the Browns and the 49ers. And you know who's going to be there to cover it? Yes, you do.
That would be our guy, Darryl Ryder. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Hello, Darryl. How are you?
Hello, boys. Happy birthday, Andy.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I made it through almost through the whole show. I went 40 minutes without anybody saying that.
I was not gonna let you get through unscathed.
It's always good to be 21 again, isn't it? Let me know, because I look every bit of 21.
What?
More than double it at some point.
I'm almost in the same boat.
So as long as I don't have to say triple it, I think I'm okay with that. Daryl, my friend, the press conference today, your thoughts, especially because Jeff and I were sitting here talking about two of the questions in particular. One, about Shadur getting asked about his relationship with Kevin, and then two, the Kevin Stefanski question about the game ball. So let's break those down one by one.
First of all, I think the game ball thing is the stupidest narrative ever.
Thank you.
As far as his relationship with Stefanski, it's not Kevin's job to hold one specific player's hand. He's got a locker room of 69 guys that he's having to deal with here. It came out the time that Kevin does spend individually with Shadur, which, oh, by the way, just to let everyone know, is an extreme rarity for a head coach to spend daily time breaking down practice film with a rookie who is not your starting quarterback at the time. Okay. So I think that people want to believe what they want to believe. They want to think what they want to think. And I just think that and unfortunately we live in a world where that kind of nonsense is what gets the headlines and gets all the attention. But that's just the world we live in today. But this notion that Kevin is out sabotaging Shadur and doesn't like Shadur or doesn't talk to Shadur on the sidelines when there's clearly video evidence of Kevin Stefanski having conversations with Shadur Sanders on the sidelines, it's all garbage to me.
Agreed. Plenty of talk about the Wildcat formation during Kevin's press conference, and I thought it was an interesting use of it. If I have Quinshon Judkins with the football and a clear path to the line of scrimmage on a 2 yards out, that's great. How much of it was done because they thought it was a great thing to do for the offense, Daryl? Was any of it to take a little heat off of Shadur in that situation? And if so, that's fine.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both, right?
Yeah, I would think.
Is Kevin supposed to get up there and apologize because he's called a play five times? It's been 100% successful. He scored four touchdowns and they gained 5 yards on the other one. Is Kevin supposed to apologize for that? That was supposed to happen here. I'm trying to understand the new rules that we're all working with here, right? it scored four touchdowns. Teams haven't been able to stop it. So why? I don't understand what the debate is. Kevin called a play that he was confident was going to put points on the scoreboard. Okay, so
Shadur had to come on. Whoever.
Yeah, whatever. Shadur has to come on the field. Of course he does, because they got to get another blocker in there to make it successful and to make it work. Do you want Shadur out there to block? you know what I'm saying? So
exactly right.
I love it. I really do. And yeah, it's his first start inside the five. Things are real tight and condensed down there, and if you can take a little, pressure off of that, you sure.
What's wrong with that?
Exactly. So now I'm curious to see what they do this week. If they get inside the five, does Shadur get some opportunity there? And honestly, hopefully he does, because you do have to see what the young man can handle, right? And he's shown you that he can handle that stage. He lives for it. He wants that, attention. He believes in himself and his ability to be successful. And he clearly wants the opportunity to go out there and show that he can be successful. I'm not seeing any negatives here, guys.
I agree with you. I thought they called the type of game to help the team win a football game.
Yeah. Yeah. And it worked, right?
Sure did.
What are we going to see different? Let me even backtrack that. What did you see differently about Shadur Sanders from game one to game two, and what can we hope for in game three?
Didn't bail deep into the pocket and retreat from the line of scrimmage. I think that was the most significant difference. And Kevin was, obviously asked about that this afternoon as well. But I think that was, it is so critically important because I think that's one of the weaknesses in Shador's game, is that habit that he had built in college where he would just retreat from the line of scrimmage and he would try and outrun the pressure by running backwards and then getting himself turned around when he was outside the pocket and then firing the ball 40 yards down the field may pick up, you know, a massive gain on it, right? In the NFL, that doesn't work. So the fact that he stepped up in the pocket, he was only sacked once. There was only one other throw, and Dylan Sampson got blown up, late hit. They actually got a penalty on the play where Shador was running backwards for three steps before he threw it to Sampson. Like that, and I am being completely nitpicky here by even mentioning that. Okay.
Sure.
I just thought he was really, really great from in that aspect of not retreating from the line. And I think that was the largest difference in his game. And hey, no surprise, it led to him having a pretty successful starting debut.
Kevin was asked about this in the press conference. And I think this is a very interesting aspect of this game coming up on Sunday. Jim Schwartz, as a defensive coordinator or a man in charge, has gone up against a Kyle Shanahan offense a number of times and has dominated. The record overall is, what, 1 win and 9 losses for Kyle Shanahan against the Jim Schwartz defense. So 9-1 for Schwartz. What's that mean on Sunday?
Well, this is an outstanding group of statistics from Dan Murphy, a member of the Browns' PR staff, who's been here for a long time. Since Schwartz was named the defensive coordinator, the Browns rank first in the NFL in yards allowed per game, first downs allowed, tackles for losses, third down percentage, and fourth down percentage. Like, that's pretty good.
That's what you're looking for.
Okay. I mean, that's really, really good. And what's interesting about that is the numbers, like, there's a separation there. Like, we're not like, oh, they're leading by like a tenth of a percent. No, I mean, there's a significant separation there, you know, in these numbers when you're looking at stats. It's a stat. So, you know, I am of the belief that, like, if Jim Schwartz wants to be a head coach again in the NFL, he should absolutely be considered for it. Obviously, I don't want that to happen because that means he leaves the Browns. So, but he's been phenomenal. And that defense plays extremely hard for him. They've taken on his personality. Look what he's done for Myles Garrett, too, right? I mean, yes. We joke like, you know, how can Miles get better? Nah, he can't get better. He's already, you know, the unicorn, right? And then Miles gets better. So I just think Jim is an outstanding coach and coordinator. The defense has performed at levels that we've not seen a Browns defense perform at in a very, very long time. And he deserves a tremendous amount of credit for that success.
Daryl Ryder joining us, our Browns beat reporter. You mentioned Miles. Earlier in the show, Andy and I talked about Miles in this season with that contract after asking to be traded last year.
And Jim Schwartz calling him out in the offseason with the old, you know, he messed up the line from Spider-Man, but, you know, with great power comes great responsibility, right? And you know, Schwartz mentioned that in the offseason, and we're all kind of like, oh, okay, interesting. And then Miles has completely responded to that in a very positive way. You know,
if you're the Browns, Daryl, and I said, you know, he's going to be 30 in December. I want to keep him here. I want to see him finish his career here. And I don't think, you know, if you can add some pieces on the offense, you can go out and compete next year with this defense.
You got to give him reason to believe. I think that's good. He's under contract. So they and there's a no trade clause built in there. So the Browns have no intention of trading him. It all comes down to whether Miles at some point falls back on, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you think that's in his mind at all? I would think if you're the Browns, you want to hang on to him, Daryl.
All right, here's the thing. So the 52-yard play to Isaiah Bond, right? We've all seen this. We all saw the video of Miles, right, where his eyeballs literally came out of his head, right? Okay.
He started that play sitting on the bench, by the way.
Right. So we think if those type of plays continue with Shador Sanders and the Browns are able to win a couple games down the stretch, I think Miles will be okay. because he'll see the tangible potential and belief in what might be happening, right? But that image is burned into my brain because I haven't seen a reaction from Miles like that in a very, very long time. Okay. Probably 2023 when Flacco was here the first time. Yeah. But like that told you all you needed to know. And so, yeah, I think if Shadur can show that he can do this, however long he's on the field here through the duration of the season, and can make those big plays like that, yeah, I and they can win a couple of games. I don't believe that Miles will ask to leave, but that's all in his court. That's what was put in the contract extension. So, if Miles wants to leave, he certainly can ask for that. But he has the no trade, so he can dictate his destination as well.
Daryl, in this situation, what's more valuable to the team? Having the best defender in the National Football League or having a couple of extra draft choices and maybe a couple of extra players?
I'd say the best defender. Here's the thing. I'd say best defender in the NFL because they are I firmly believe they are a quarterback and number one receiver away. I firmly believe that.
You're not tinkering with the offensive line at all?
Yeah, teams piecemeal offensive lines all the time. I mean, the Bengals got to the Super Bowl with a hodgepodge offensive line.
Patriots did it a number of times.
Yeah, you can, and I'm not discounting the importance of that, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, when you're like your offensive line, fine, but you get a number one wide receiver paired with a franchise quarterback here. You got the franchise running back. Dylan Sampson's clearly your number two. I mean, that dude showed me he's got a gear that I didn't know he had. That was incredible.
That was awesome.
On that 66-yard catch and run off a bubble screen there. So, yeah, I'm not sitting here thinking that this franchise is light years away from being competitive. I don't feel that way at all. My criticism, my frustration is they can't find a quarterback to save their life.
But, Daryl, here's the deal. Them. So, look, if you trade Myles Garrett and get three first-round picks, you could conceivably draft eight quarterbacks in 3 years in a row, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
Welcome to our show, Daryl.
I just have hey, Phelps, I deal with this. I know. On YouTube after every game.
Yeah, and he doesn't. Jeff podcast. Doesn't feel the instant feedback of YouTube on the YouTube channel either. Oh my God, Daryl! What's Daryl wearing today? Goodbye, Daryl. We gotta go.
Happy holiday, Daryl.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys, and happy birthday, Andy.
Thanks, bud. See you later. Daryl Ryder, he's our Browns beat reporter, but he covers everything, and man, he does a good job.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.